We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our finely intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gifted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joretel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq delivers a message of harmony. In health news, a German expert states that all nutritional needs can be met by a balanced diet. In animal news, baby birds help inmates in South Africa regain tenderness. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 11th, distinguished Dutch computer scientist Dr. Edgar Wippe Dijkstra was born in 1930 in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Dr. Dijkstra's algorithm, now named after him, is employed in communication networks. In addition, Dr. Dijkstra's invented the concept of computer semaphores, which is used in almost every modern operating system. May outstanding scientists such as Dr. Edgar Wippe Dijkstra continue to develop important advancements to help all beings.
Fly-in news. Hurricane slams southern China. A hurricane that deluged southern China with heavy rains starting Saturday night, May 7th, has claimed at least 16 lives, with others injured and 10 still missing as of Tuesday. In the village of Luojiang in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, a massive landslide buried over 20 quarry workers staying in a makeshift dormitory. Police, rescuers and a medical team working at the site have confirmed 12 dead, with no signs of life from the remaining 10 thought to be buried beneath the rubble. The precipitation also prompted the evacuation of 70 villagers, with another 130 who are stranded in the nearby resort city of Guilin, as 4 fatalities and 17 injuries were reported in the southern Chinese municipality of Foshan in Guangdong province after a 2,000 square meter food factory collapsed.
Expressing her love and sorrowful sympathies, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required. Saying that emergency funds are available, she asked that they also go, if possible, to comfort those most in need.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials and relief personnel, for your dedicated rescue efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. We pray that such tragedies are lessened as humanity more kindly regards all beings on the planet.
Heavy rainfall floods New Zealand homes. A flood warning was implemented in the Otago region of South Island as many parts received a month's average rainfall in just 12 hours over the weekend. Roads were closed as torrential rains caused rivers to rapidly swell. Fire service and police worked to assist residents in several communities with pumping flood water away from their homes. Fortunately, by Monday, the rains had stopped and river levels were going down. Our gratefulness for the swift assistance of the New Zealand personnel. May such weather intensities subside through our more caring endeavors to protect the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Often risking their health and safety, people across the world continue to stand up for freedom and improve rights for themselves and their loved ones as they gather in countries like Bahrain, China, Egypt, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Chinese dissident writer Liao Yiwu announced that the government had barred him from travelling overseas to speak at the upcoming Sydney Writers Festival in Australia, where he was scheduled to speak at five events about his own personal history, developments in the country, as well as performing a poetry reading to music. Mr. Liao had previously been imprisoned for 4 years after publishing the poem Massacre about the government's repression of protesters in Tiananmen Square.
In Syria, gunfire and arrests continued in Homs, areas of Damascus and Banias, on Monday, May 9th, with communication cut off from Banias. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon demanded an immediate end to the violence against Syrian people, along with humanitarian access to Daraa.
On Tuesday, the European Union released a full list of the 13 Syrian officials sanctioned for their part in the violent repression of pro-democracy protesters. The sanctions, which include a freezing of personal assets and a ban on travel within the European Union, as well as an arms embargo, are effective immediately. Also included on the list was the president's brother, Maha al-Assad, who commands an army unit and is reported to be a leader of the aggression against the demonstrators. Although Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was not on the list at this time, Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton stated the EU calls again on President Bashar al-Assad to choose the path of reform and national inclusive dialogue and avoid further bloodshed.
Security forces in Yemen killed 9 people and injured 20 others when they opened fire on protesters in Taiz on Monday, while another 20 were injured on Tuesday when thousands in Hodeidah were fired upon as they called for the immediate resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Bahraini human rights activist Mahdi Aya was arrested Monday after pro-government groups set fire to his house, while the Bahrain Center for Human Rights called for greater response from the international community. The government is reported to have destroyed over 20 mosques, demolished houses and detained schoolchildren in an effort to end the peaceful protest movement that is calling for more democracy and human rights.
Representatives from tribes and 25 Libyan local councils held a meeting Monday in the United Arab Emirates city of Abu Dhabi, where they expressed their unity and support for the revolutionary movement against the current regime. Included in the meeting for the first time were those from the western and southern regions of the country, which are under greater control from the government, as well as a representative from Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Meanwhile, Libyan citizens and migrants desperate to flee the war are often doing so through dangerous front lines, some with tragic outcomes. UN High Commissioner for Refugees spokesperson Laura Boldrini stated that attempted sea crossings have left some 900 people drowned since March. Most recently, an overly full ship carrying 600 migrants trying to escape the Libyan conflict sank off the coast, with most on board believed to have been lost, and only a few who were able to swim to the shore.
In Egypt, the Salafist Dawa Association released a statement signed by several scholars emphasizing the need for peaceful coexistence between Muslim and Coptic Christian communities, while the Muslim Brotherhood also spoke in support of interfaith harmony.
In sorrow for the loss of cherished lives, we pray for the soon end to strife in all nations, and that people everywhere may decide to live side by side in dignity, freedom, and peace.
In the past decade, those nations have produced some 60%.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon receives Women's Leadership Award. At the culmination of the Global Summit of Women 2011, over 1,000 female leaders from 81 countries saluted the Secretary-General's long-standing efforts towards the advancement of women and gender equality. Accepting the award, Secretary-General Ban noted that while he is the first man to be recognized in the award's 21-year history, he hopes to be the first of many. As he stated, the battle does not end until there is no discrimination against any human being on any grounds. The battle does not end until all people can enjoy a life of dignity. I am counting on you, women leaders from around the world and from all walks of life, to work with me to realize this goal. We join in heartfelt accolades, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your deserved distinction. May the day come soon that your noble vision is realized and people everywhere walk together in equality and shared respect.
Singapore re-elects Prime Minister. On Sunday, May 8th, the People's Action Party, headed by incumbent Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, was announced to have received the majority of votes in Singapore's general election, thus securing the premier a new 5-year term in office. The election was also successful for the Workers' Party, which gained a record number of parliamentary seats this year. Speaking after the announcement, Prime Minister Lee acknowledged a need for government change based on the wish of the people, as he pledged to seek approaches that would be satisfactory to a wider group of citizens. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your renewed term in office. May Singapore continue to benefit from leadership that serves the noble ideals of her people.
Save our planet. Taichung City Council members in central Formosa or Taiwan call for an initiative to encourage more plant-based fare, along with opting to ride bicycles and being more frugal to help ease global warming.
Save our planet. China Daily News reports on the Chinese government's launch of a $5.6 million project to help preserve marsh resources in Nagari Prefecture of the Tibet Autonomous Region.
Warning news. U.S. researchers find that nearly half of the meat and poultry products in grocery stores across the nation are contaminated with Staphylococcus aureus bacteria, which can result in skin infections, pneumonia, and fatal blood poisoning.
Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm a devoted vegan with a tip for the home chef. You can add washed lettuce leaves to a stir fry for a tasty dish. Stir the leaves around for about a minute, then remove from the wok. They can enhance rice, sauce, other vegetables, or vegan protein foods. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Cultural news. The National Youth Orchestra of Iraq delivers a message of harmony. Founded in 2008, the 55-member orchestra is made up of both Kurds and Arabs. It is directed by Scottish conductor Mr. Paul McAlinden. Teachers from Europe and the United States also assist the members, most of whom originally learned to play through online instruction. The orchestra has given well-received concerts, which were aired on Iraqi television channels. Bravo, the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, and all those assisting in your wonderful musical journey. May you bring the melodies of joy and tranquility to every corner of your blessed land.
In health news, a German expert states that all nutritional needs can be met by a balanced diet. Dr. Michael Karwinku, a professor at Giessen University's Institute for Nutritional Sciences, said that in general, eating healthy meals is better than taking dietary supplements. Furthermore, Dr. Karwinku observed that individuals often reach the recommended intake of minerals and vitamins when averaged weekly rather than calculated daily. Our thankfulness, Dr. Michelle Karwinku, for your interesting conclusions. May we keep finding out more about ways to ensure optimum health of body, mind, and spirit. Up next on Noteworthy News, sweet baby birds are hand-raised by inmates in South Africa. We'll thank God for creating all of our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more favorable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exhilarating news for a vivacious world. In animal news, baby birds help inmates regain tenderness. In a project at a Cape Town, South Africa detention center, young chicks are hand-fed up to every 2 hours. Program participants have been trained to mother the fledglings until the birds reach maturity. The caregivers also pledge not to smoke or engage in antisocial behavior. Mr. Leslie Jacobs, who takes care of 2 lovebirds, said, "I've fallen in love with these 2 birds. Our heartfelt salute all who are involved in this fantastic endeavor. May our beautiful feathered co-inhabitants thrive in happiness and safety, enriching our world with exquisite songs and graceful flights."
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Caddy's Watch.
The gopher said to another caddy, "Why do you keep looking at your watch all the time?" The caddy said, "This isn't a watch, sir. It's a compass."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for your excellent programs. Thank you for awakening people's consciousness and compassion. I enjoy everything, especially words of wisdom and between master and disciples. Be Besh, go green to save the planet. Viewer from Venezuela.
Vibrant viewer, thank you for your supportive note. We are so fortunate to be able to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound wisdom and enlightened guidance through our spiritual lectures. May heaven bless you and the pure-minded people of lovely Venezuela with peace and plentitude.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you always be embraced by divine love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Cuban government announces it is studying a plan that would allow citizens free travel abroad for the first time by removing hurdles such as the need to request an exit visa as well as potentially costly fees.
Organizers and attendees welcome Iraq's return to the world literary and cultural scene with the country's first book fair in 20 years, with the participation of 200 publishing houses from 32 countries displaying some 37,000 books in the city of Baghdad.
For their selfless assistance in the rescue of 2 people whose boat capsized off the shore near their prison facility in California, USA, 10 inmates who live in the prison's firehouse are being commended, with some who may be granted early release.
The Forestry Department of Bamarati Taluka in Pune district of India's Maharashtra state arranges for 40 water tanks located in different parts of the forest to be refilled weekly during the dry season to help wild animals living in the drought-prone area find water.
A delegation from Brunei signs an agreement with representatives from Egypt's top universities to expand opportunities for Bruneian students to study in Egypt, as well as improve cooperation in research and student and staff exchanges between different universities of the 2 countries.
During the 18th Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, summit in Jakarta, Indonesia, member states agree to introduce a single visa program that will allow non-member state citizens to enter ASEAN countries on one visa by 2015.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/nwn.